When a book sells millions of copies, it's a safe bet that a film version is on the way. Kenneth Turan has our review of the latest example, Water for Elephants.
Water for Elephants gives off an air of self-satisfaction. It's got a bestseller as source material, a circus as its setting, and actors like Reese Witherspoon, Robert Pattinson, and Oscar-winning Christoph Waltz. But while the visual spectacle of a Depression-era circus is splendid, the romance that sold all those copies of the book is not there. Young Jacob Jankowski, played by Pattinson, had his life as a country vet all planned. But his luck turns bad, and the freight he hops turns out to be a circus train. Almost immediately, he finds himself confronted by August, the circus's dangerous, mercurial owner, played by Waltz.
You ride my train, you eat my food without my permission, while hard-working men labor all day for the same privileges. And these filthy roustabouts are my family. You are an intruder. Next stop, throw them off. Probably study poetry.
Study veterinary science, not poetry.
Veterinary sciences? What school?
Cornell.
You're a Cornell graduate?
Jacob ends up sticking around, and he can't help being drawn to August's wife, the beautiful platinum blonde Marlena, played by Witherspoon, who's the circus's star attraction. Before you know it, she's telling him her life story.
When I was 5, for an entire year, I pretended my mom was an Appaloosa man. I did. And that I was a filly, and then I was just dreaming that I was a girl. And that one day I'd wake up. I'd run home, and then the circus came to town.
The romance of the carnival is strong in this film, and that's the element viewers will remember most. Fans of the Twilight series who are looking forward to seeing Robert Pattinson are not going to be pleased to hear this, but the film's weakest link is the romance. Water for Elephants offers a lot to look at, just not enough to feel.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is NPR News.